vegetable soup. It's the water that you cooked all different type of shlok you see in different type of vegetables. Shashi the kula shalki, kol mina yerik sholik. All different types of cooked vegetables, the juice is called ansigrin. Shati gemara, im kein weiter, hevela ya nigrin ikur v'shemen tofel. So what? You put some olive oil into the soup, into this beet juice or into the vegetable soup. Havlechur is still, what's the ikur? The vegetable soup is the ikur. And the shemen is only a tofel to it. So why you don't have to make a bird parade on the shemen zayit? Utanan, zeh klal kol shu ikur, when you have something that's the main dish of the imoit tefela, and with it eating a tofel thing, mevarach al ikur, apoyter es ha-tefela. Zechur here, the ikur is the vegetable soup, just make a bracha on that, whether it's a shalat, a borer priadomer, or a shakul, we'll see later on. But you don't have to make a borer priyat on the shemen zayit. And to the Gemara, the mitzvah says, hachav amayaskinon, v'choshes begroinoi. Somebody has a sore throat. Now for sore throat, olive oil is very good. It's soothing the throat, it makes it better. But to take olive oil the way it is pure, it's mazik you. You can't take it pure. See, what's the etzer? Put it into a vegetable soup. Now, when you drink this vegetable soup, what's your ikka kavona? The shemen zayas, because you want to soothe in your throat. Because you can't eat it by itself, you're putting it into the vegetable soup. So in this case, the shemen zayas is the ikker, and the vegetable soup is the tofel. So we make a bracha on the ikker, which is here a borer priyates. He has to put then a lot of shemen inside it. The olive is the ikar, via nigroin tofel. This is Rashi Shita, that even in the case you have a sore throat, you only make a borer priyates when you have harbe shemen, there's more shemen than via nigroin. But La Locha and the Miri Dingzachan Rashi, and the Miri says, no, here even if I have a little bit shemen. But the ikar, you're taking the soup, is because of the shemen. You have a sore throat now, you want the shemen to soothe in your throat. So the ikar kavon and taking the soup is for the purpose of the shemen zayas. Even if there'll be less shemen zayas than the nigrun, still the shemen zayas is the ikur, because that's the ikur reason why you're taking this. And that's the halacha like that. Even if the shemen zayas is less than the vegetable soup. But if you hold kavon and taking the soup is because of the shemen zayas, that's the ikur you make a bari parates on. So the Mora de Tanya, such a case like this, that you have a sore throat and it's good to take shemen zayas. The Tanya Hucha Shabbos, HaChosh is begroinus. Somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, his lo yarenu b'shemen, tchila b'shabbos. You can't just start drinking or like gargling with shemen on Shabbos. But that's like a refuah, and the refuah is also to do on Shabbos. So drashi lo yarenu b'shemen means b'shabbos, the mashoye le b'tech groinik. You want to leave it in your throat, like gargling with it. V'yena b'leyu, you're not going to swallow it. V'chivan do le bola, since you're not swallowing this, lay is mukhanus on the refuahu. It's nicker claw why you're doing this, why you're gargling with the shemen zayif, because of refuah. Rabbanim made an issa to Rabbanim, you can't take any refuah, or at least it's nikkur that it's a refuah. As exerim, maybe you come to make a tchika, which is teichin, you grind up the salmonim. Yeah.
Even though we'd be eating it for refuah, but it's not nikkur that it's for
refuah. Right. Tchila z'drashi kloima lechetchila lo yiten ha-shemen bepid. Lechetchila, you're not allowed to put the shemen into your mouth l'shem irur, today to gargle with it. Ki im l'shem b'liya, you're only allowed to put it into your mouth if you have das to swallow it. So Rashi says chiddush now, v'imbo l'shoysi yishenu. Once it's in your mouth and you put it there, manas to swallow it, now if you leave it there a little bit longer, there's nothing wrong with it. That's Rashi shit. I think Taiz Zingzach and Rashi. Weiter, Avonaisin, what's the Yetzer on Shabbos? Avonaisin, Shemen, Habel, Tech, Anigrin. Oh, the Yetzer is put a lot of Shemen into the Anigrin. Ubaleya, and still you have to swallow it. Mashma, even in this case, still you can't gargle with it. Because if you gargle it, nobody gargles with soup even. So it's Mucha Milsa, why are you gargling with this soup for a Shem Refuah? That would also be Yasser. Now the Yetzer is put the Shemen in the Anigrin and swallow it. So I call upon this to see as an Yetzer how people take Shemen Zayis. And this is the case where it's the ikker, and you have to make a bracha on it. Pratik mar pshita. Avadi, you have to make a bracha on it. What's the chiddush? The marmad, the tema. Kivan, the refuah, kol mechavin. La levorach alei klal. I would think, no, in this case, when you're taking the shemen zayis, it's only for refuah, to soothe in your sore throat. So maybe that's not called an achila, that's turning a bracha at all. Kamash Malon, Kivon Yisplay Hanomine Boy Bruchi. Is any time you take a refuah, you take a medicine, if you have enjoyment from the medicine that tastes good, you have to make a bracha on it. Mashenka, if the medicine doesn't taste good, even though a medicine is a refuah, it's healing you, that's not called an achila. It's an achila means something you eat, you have enough from, you enjoy it. So, medicine, if you have some enjoyment from it, then you have to make a bracha. What? Yes. Yes. So, machlokes rishonim, rishonim and achronim, what bracha do you make? Let's say you take a vegetable, shem refuah, and it tastes good. So some say you only have to make a shakal. But since kafod you only take the shem refuah, it loses its ikar bracha. But lalach we pass and it keeps its ikar bracha. If it's a vegetable, and you take it now the ikar for medicine, but it tastes good also, you have to make a bar priyadama. It's called the medicine tastes good, it retained its original bracha, whatever it is, eight, adama or shakal, you have to make that bracha.
So therapy
did right. Except for the fact that it's healing you, you also enjoy the syrup. Right, but of course medicine. If you enjoy the syrup, you make a shakel. And therefore you'd make a bracha on it. Yeah. Right. What bracha do you make on flour? Flour made from wheat flour. Retains its bracha, even though it's not the form of a wheat anymore. You ground it down, it looks like flour, still you make a bar priyadama. No, since it changed its form already, it's you make a shakel now. Omale Rabbal Rav Nachman, correct Rabbal Rav Nachman, Letiflug Led Rav Yehuda. Why do you say you only make a shakel? Don't think Zachan Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said you made a bar priyadama. Why is that there? The Rav Yechon and Shmuel came a kavose. Because both Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel also hold in a similar case that you would have to make a bar priyadama. So on flour made from wheat, you still make a bar priyadama. What's the raya? The Yomer Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel, Vechein Om Rabbi Yitzchom Om Rabbi Yechonin, Shemen Zayis, halacha we had before, Shemen Zayis, Mevorchen Olav Bar Priyates, even though originally it was an olive. So an olive, you understand, you eat an olive, it's a bar priyates, that's a priyates. For now, when you squeeze out the juice and got shemen, the chura doesn't look like a pri anymore. It's a new stage right now. Still, you say you make a bar priyates. So the same svar should be by flour. Originally, it was wheat. If you eat the wheat, you make a bar priyadama. Now that you grind it up and made it into flour, you want to say it's nishtana, change a new form, so you have a new bracha. We see from shemen zayis, no, it retains its old bracha. Almas not the Gemara, Alpha Gav Yishtani, even though olive oil changed from the form of a olive into shemen, Bibul Sayukoi still retains its original bracha, Bara Priates. Is the Kurhochinami, here also by flour. Alpha Gav Yishtani, even though it changed from a wheat into flour, Bibul Sayukoi still you should have to make a Bara Priyadama. Zechuri held it Soraya to Rav Nach to Rav Yehuda Zalocha that you should make a Bara Priyadama on flour. Zdrashi, if you eat raw flour, bar priyadoma, kishar koisis chitim, like anybody else that chews wheat. Tetanila come on the pirkit, rabarach bar priyadoma. If you chew raw wheat, it's edible, and you make a bar priyadoma. Yeah, this Rashi will skip it, the Shver Rashi. It's rather weird, belongs to the next Rashi.
Why would you make a
bracha
in kemach at all?
We'll soon see. Right, is that Gemara? For the Gemara, no. What's sushtim? Midami, hosom les leilu yachrina. Why shemen zayis? When you took it out of the fruit, took it out of the olive, this is its last stage. There's no better way of making the oil. That's it. So mele it remains its bracha. So drashi hoch, no. Mashenkin hocho by flour is leilu yachrina bapas. There's a better form that it should come to, and it didn't come to that form yet. The better form is bread. As you start off with a wheat, then you grind it down, make it into flour. That's an in-between stage. That's not its final stage. It's oimadol to make it into dough and make a bread out of it. So Mela, right now, within reach, its better stage, it loses its first bracha bar priyadama, and you only make a shakel. So that's the chilul between olive oil. Olive oil, true, would change from the olive into oil, but that's its final stage. That's its good stage. It retains its first bracha. Mashenkin flour, it changed from its original form and did not reach its better form yet. So therefore, it's only a shakel now. So Drashi, Hoch Islay Lu Yachrino. Hilkach, by flour, Yotze Mechlau Pri. By grinding it up, it's not called wheat anymore, it's Yotze from the Shein Pri of wheat. O Lechlau Derech Achilosa Leibot, it didn't come to its Derech the way you eat it. After wheat, you eat it as bread. Aval Hashem and Mashenken oil miyad, right after you squeezed out the olive and got the oil, v'abishinuyev l'chval derech achilasei. True, you changed, it changed from olive into oil, but right now that's the derech to eat it. The yikra pri lekach netu, another smorah. What's the yikra you planted an olive for? Is for the olive, for the oil that comes out of it. As the yikra of the pri, the yikra of an olive, is its juice that comes out of it. Lekach netu, that's why you planted it. Hilkach prihu. Therefore, the olive oil, the oil is also called the pri. So therefore, it retains its bracha as a borer pri. Hey, this is the smorah we spoke of yesterday about grapes and olives are the two teres that the ikar of the pri is the juice that comes out of it. The ikar of the grape is the yain that comes out of it. And the ikar reason, Yerashi says here, you plant an olive is for the oil that comes out of it. Therefore, here the oil and the yain retains the bracha of a pri eitz. Just yain is more choshev, you have before it's mesameach, and it's soyin, therefore you make a special bracha. But our very pri eitz retains it. Mashenkin, all other teres. There we said as far as I care, the ikar of an orange is to eat the orange the way it is. The ikar of an apple is to eat the apple the way it is. If you squash it to get the juice, then you want to make a shakal on those juice, because that's not the ikar pri. But here by olive, the ikar, the pri, is the olive oil, is the oil. It still makes a difference, the same thing. We'll see later about it, but the same thing. So that's the chiluk. He says, no, avada, on flour, you should make a shakal. Because flour was changed, it's not the pri, it's not wheat anymore, and it's not the chlal pas yet. So males in between stage, you make a shakal. Shad Gemara, is that a svaro? V'chiyis le'ilu achrinu. When you have an in between stage, you didn't get to a better stage yet. Le'mavorchino le'bar pri adam. Is it true? You don't make a bar pri adam. You only make el a shakal, only a shakal on flour. I've omarav zera, omarav masna, omar shmuel, akro chayet. That means raw cabbage. The kimcha desari, and flour made from barley. Barley flour, mevorchina nalayu shakl niyadvorin. You only make a shakl on these two things. Hey, on raw cabbage, since usually a cabbage is eaten cooked, so something that's usually eaten cooked, that's when it's called a pri, when it's cooked. If you eat it before that, when it's raw, you only make a shakl. It's all vegetables that the ikad derech eat it cooked. If you eat the vegetable raw, you only make a shakl.
There are changes in it.
You go both of the derech, robe and the yodim at that place. So now, and who adin it says flour of barley. Barley flour is also a shakal. Now making the beef. What's that? Well, how come I pick barley? My love, the chita bar pi adama. But mashrav in this brayson that if it would be from wheat flour, you make a bar pi adama. It's only barley flour is different, it's less. But wheat flour is a bar pi adama. So even though it changed and there's a better form to reach in bread, still you still make a bar pri adama. Something more low, it's not kasha. Like the chita nami shakl nivdvori could be true. Any type of flour, not only barley flour, but even wheat flour would also be a shakl nivdvori. For the gemara b'zel l'sheminim the chita, let us say the bigger chiddush. Even wheat flour, you only make a shakl. The kol shchein desari navado barley, which barley is like a secondary grain to wheat. So if you make a shakal on wheat flour, for sure you make a shakal on barley flour. So the Gemara, no. Iyashmina dechit, if we'd only say that by wheat flour you make a shakal, I would think, it's only by wheat flour there's a shakal. Avo desari, le mevorchi like klal, mashen came by barley. I would say barley flour, there's no bracha at all. Kamash malon, that even on barley flour, also you have to make a shakal. But who adin on wheat flour, it's also only a shakal, could be. Fred Gemara, what kind of happening is that? Why would I think on barley flour there's no bracha at all? Fred Gemara, mi gora, mi melech, vizomis, is it worse than salt and like salt water? Titanan, al ha melech vi al azomis, I'm a shakal ni avdvaroi. That even on salt or salt water also you make a shakal ni avdvaroi. So what do you see? The little bit of hanoi you have to make a bracha. So chura, this wheat, spices, it is edible, this flour. So since it's barley flour, so what? There's still somehow more out of it, because you still have to make a shakal. And the Gemara, no, there's still a svara why by barley flour, maybe I would think not to make a bracha at all. It's true. But sakla, by the chaminach, I could think, melech v'zom is of it in ish deshade lepume. By salt, sometimes you throw some salt into your mouth to make it taste. You want a salty taste. So you eat it, it's derech hanoi, you make a shakel. Avo kimcha desari. Mashenkein, barley flour, hoyil v'kosh l'kukini. It's very bad for worms in the stomach. The kukuni, Rashi says, means taloyim. Shebamayin, it's very bad to make worms in your intestines. So, le levorech alayo klal, I would think, since it's like mazik you, you shouldn't have to make a brocher on it at all. Kamash malon, hivon disle hanominei boi bruchi. About when you're eating right now this flour, you enjoy it, you have to make a shakuni devoroi. So it's a gaya, let's say you take some food that you taste very good. Moshe, a guy is diabetic, and he can't take sugar. If he takes sugar, it tastes very good for him, but he knows he's going to suffer from it. Still, he'll have to make a brocher on it. But about right now, when you're taking, you're having hanor from it, you have to make a brocher. Even though when it goes in, it's going to do bad for you, but right now you're having hanor and it's called the food, you have to make a shakel. That's the story here. Even though this barley flour is bad for the worms, still you have to make a bracha because it's you're having some hanor. And the mitzvah, that's the way you paskin, that on flour, if you would eat flour, you only make a shakel. It's like a paskin at this svara. Since it was nishtana, it changed, and it didn't come to the better form of bread yet, you only make a shakel. But shenkein olive oil, since it changed and it came to the best form it will come to, that's considered the ikapri.
So that we're looking for the tam. If something is mazik or gamri, and there's a good tam to it,
right? That's what we're saying. Right. As long as it's a food, it has to be something edible. We take poison, we make a bracha, it even tastes good. It has to be a food that people do eat. So your shalot Tais talks about kimcha. The chid Tais says nira d'leimari bekimcha mamish. It's not mamish real flour. Eshin says the imkem l'shaychi bebrach the bar pri adama. There's no havmini to say you should make a bar pri adama. Like it doesn't look like wheat at all. It means type of flour that has some substance to it. There's some pieces to it. So that's the shalom. Maybe you still make a bar for your domo. And the loch we say no, you make a shakel. Because since you were nishtana, you made a shinu, it changed its form a little bit. And at this form, it's not the final form we'll get to. That's a smore, you only make a shakel. It's not called the pre right now. It's not called the pre adoma. It doesn't have the chivas of the pre adoma. Right. So the markoira. What's the loch of a kura? Right, these are called palm hearts. They call it trashi kura rach shel dekel. It's a very soft part of the palm tree. Kishanof of gedolim b'chol shana. When the new branches, leaves grow every year, b'shana kedara kol ilonis. Hanoyis b'shana zu every year gets new leaves. So rach, the beginning of his leaf is very soft. B'shana shniyim is kasha v'naseit. The second year ready, this leaf gets harder and becomes like an eight. I think it's called heart or palm hearts. They have it. Can you hear it?
Hearts of palm.
Hearts of palm, right? Hearts of palm. Right. Hearts of palm. Really? So they serve it? They serve it? Hearts of palm. I think they said they served last year by Terrace Sam's Bank. Somebody told me. Right. Yeah. So what bracha do you make on this? It's a palm tree that the new branch that comes off. So right now when it's soft, the first year it's edible. Next year though, when it comes kosher, it's not edible anymore. So what bracha do you make? We have yuduama bar pri adama. Right now it's edible and it comes off the tree. It comes off the adam. You make a bar pri adama. Or Shmuel ama shakul ni b'varoi. Shmuel says no, you only make a shakul. Why? We have Yehudu Rama Bor Pri Adama Perihu. It's a fruit. Right now it's a fruit, you make a Pri Adama. Why don't you make a Bor Pri? It's already. The Teretz says that, let's say a palm tree. The Ika fruit of a palm tree is the dates. So that's the only bracha you make a Bor Pri Ha'etz on. On the Ika fruit. We'll soon see later. If you have a tree that gives off two type of fruits, one is the Ika fruit, and one is a tough one, not such a good fruit, on the second fruit doesn't have the Shivas of a Bor Pri Ha'etz, you only make a Bor Pri Adama. There on a palm tree, the Ika fruit is the date. That has a bar pri eitz. On this, you'd only make a bar pri adama. So he holds it's a fruit. Right now, this leaf is edible. So you make a bar pri adama. Shmuel amano shakuni b'dvaroi. Hoyev v'seifu l'skat l'hakshas. As if you let this leaf grow another year, it'll become hard, not edible. So even right now, it doesn't have a shivas of a pri. Trashi. No, Rashi. Omale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinano kavosech mistavri. Hey, Shmuel more or less was masking to Rabbi Yehuda. It says, I have a riot to Rabbi Yehuda that on Kari you should make a bar pri adama, not like me that says only a shakel. What's my riot? So it's known, a radish. Soifer lahakshas, a radish, if you would let it grow another year, a longer time, a radish is said to become hard like a wood. Everybody knows you pull out a radish right now, you make a bara pri adama. So you see, even though it's safe, if you would let it grow longer, it would become hard. About right now, it's edible. You go both now, make a bara pri adama. Rashi, tznoin soifel hakshos. Shim einoi tol shoy beito. If you don't pull off a radish at its right time, whom is kasha kate? Let it stay. A mamish gets hard like a piece of wood. So you see, you go bust it right now. Now it's edible. You make a bara pri adama. So this kura, this palm also, this leaves right now, it's edible. Make a bara pri adama. So the gemara v'lohi, no, there's no rai from there. Tznoin, a radish, not the inshi adaita the pugla. Why do people plant a radish? They plant it al manas to pick it off when it's still soft and teed it as a radish. Therefore, it's called a food right now. Mashenkin dikla, palm tree, lenat the inshi adaita the kura. Nobody plants a palm tree al manas to eat these leaves. Fakat, they would rather let the leaves stay on the tree and let the tree grow bigger. Because eventually the ikar pri of a palm is the date. So nobody plants the palm tree on manas to eat these leaves. So therefore, even though the first year these leaves are edible, it does not have the chivas of a pri adama, you only make a shakel. So the Gemara, is that true? Whenever you don't plant it for that purpose, you don't make the bara pri adama, but you only make a shakel. That's why by kura now you're only making a shakel. So the Gemara varates slot. It's called a caper tree. Well, soon see, has four type of peris, edible peris, come off the tree. Did not the inshi abaita the pircha. People planted amnas, eat all the fruits of it. Trashi abaita the pircha, shame period, all type of fruits. Utanan, still we learned by this caper tree, almina nitzpa, on a different type of fruits that come off this slav tree, ala olin viala tamaris. Olin means the leaves. The leaves of this tree is edible, viala tamaris on the leaves are type of berries. Now these berries are also edible. Is oima bari pri adama. You make a bari pri adama for this. Val have yoinis on the fruit itself. Viala kafrisin. That's the shell that goes around the fruit. Like an orange. You have an orange peel. So have yoinis means the fruit itself. And the kafrisin is the peel around the fruit. Oima bari pri ates. You make a bari pri ates. See, you see, Claude, that you said we spoke out. That even though there are four edible type of fruits here, for since the ikar pri of this fruit is the, of this tree is the avyonis, so therefore that you make a bar priates on the leaves and these berries, even though it's edible, for since it's not the ikar fruit of the tree, you only make a bar priadama. But I call upon him, you see, you make a bar priadama. And the chura, what people don't plant it, amanastitis. Trashi. That's now different type of fruits. Tamaros, betoichol, in the middle of the leaves, gedelem kimin tamaros, a type of berries, or boltambola, comes out of the leaf. Kemai b'olin shel arva. You have yoynes hu apri, that's the ikar fruit itself. Kafrisin hu klipa gedele shesotav apri. That's the klipa, the outside shell, like an orange shell. Kain klipa gdilim sotav agoizim dakim, like around the nuts. So tzlaf, so the chur, this is the kasha. Here people don't plant it, amnas teet the leaves. And still you see you make a bar pri adama on the leaf. So the Gemara, no, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Tzlaf, this caper tree, not the inshi adaita deshusa. People planted amanas adaita deshusa. Mashenken diklo, a palm tree, lo not the inshi adaita dekura. Nobody plants an amanas to eat the leaves. Because they're faket, you want the tree to go bigger. Mashenken, by this slav, even if you eat the leaves, it doesn't ruin the tree. Otherwise, it's edible. There, people grow with amanas to eat the leaf. That's why here you make a bar pri adama. Trashi, slav, not the inch of the shusa. Lechol es olin. People plant this tree to eat the leaves. Viesa tomorrow's and the berries. Shein amamatim esilamakach. Even if you pull it off, you don't make the tree less. The tree is just as strong. Mashenkin dikla lanati in shadait, the palm tree, lechol es akoira. They don't want you to eat the leaves. Sha'ichle mamayev anfeilin. If you start eating every shoot that comes out, you'll take away from the beauty of the tree. So therefore, koira by a deckle tree, you don't plant it, you only make a shakel. Mashenkin dislav, since you planted amnas to eat the berries and the leaves, you make a burpee adam. So the Gemara v'yafagav the kalsi Shmuel Reb Yehuda, even though Shmuel himself was like Moed to Reb Yehuda, that you should have to make a bari pri hadama. So the Moed hilchos akavos is Shmuel, but the lachir is like Shmuel said that this kaira, these hearts of the what called hearts of the palms, you only make a shakel near the vurin. It's even though it comes off a palm tree, but since it's not planted for that, it's planted, let it stay there another year and become hard, now you only make a shakel. It doesn't have a shame pre, you only make a shakel near the vurin on it. Amarav Yudah Amarav, Slav Shel Ola. You have this caper tree, we said it has four types of peris, Shel Ola. The first 3 years that it grows is the Chutz Loretz. What are you doing in the Chutz Loretz? So Rashi says, Ola, the Chutz Loretz, Medivrei Soy from he. At least that's the way our Gemara is going now. Even though it's a Machlekes in the Gemara in Kedushin, whether it's Midiraisa or Midirabonin, now we're going to Mandiyama in Chutz Loretz, Ola is only Midirabonin. But it is knowing Ola, the first 3 years. If you have a tree, you can't eat the pears the first 3 years. So what do you do about a caper tree? Is Zerik Esev Yonis, you have to throw away the fruit. The Yonis is the Ica fruit. But the Yechel is like a Frisin. You're allowed to eat, though, the shell around it, you're allowed to eat. Is even though it's the first 3 years, you're allowed to eat the shell around it. The churus of the Gemara Lameimra, to have yoinus pri, or law, it's only us to eat the fruits. The wood of the tree you're allowed to have enough from the first 3 years. It's only us of the fruit. So churus, what's called the fruit now? The yoinus is called the fruit. The Lameimra, to have yoinus pri. The kafrisin, that's the shell around it, like the peel, la pri, it's not called the fruit. That's why, even though it's from Orla, the first 3 years, you're allowed to eat the peels of the fruit. Because the peels are not called the fruit. For the Gemara, is that true? Reminhu. Amina, now you have before. Amina Natsba, when you go to eat these fruit of a tzlaf tree, what bracha do you have to make? Al-Olam v'ala tzumoros, on the leaves and on the berries, oimeh, boru pri adama. V'al have yoinis, but on the ikapri. V'ala kafris, and on the shell around it, Oymar Bora Priates, we have before, you do make a Bora Priates. So you see, even the shell around the fruit is also called the fruit, that you have to make a Bora Priates. So how could Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said the Orla, you're allowed to eat the peel, the shell around the fruit, if it's called the fruit, Orla is also, the first 3 years you can eat it. And the Gemara, who do you have a Rabbi Akiva? That Rabbi Yehuda Amarav holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanan, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Tanan. It's not. You have less oimer. Slap. Misaser. Tomorrow's. Has the berries. We have yoinois. And the fruit itself. The kafrisin. And the peel around it. All you have to take off. Trumas and maisers. Mashma. The leaf itself. No. But these all have a shame free on it. We have the kiva oimer. Ein misaser. Ella of yoinois. Bovad. He holds no. Mifneishu pri. What min here is called a pri. Only the fruit itself. But the shell around it. Or else the berries. Don't have to have a din maiser. So Melo, Rabbi Yehuda, Amarav, holds like Rabbi Akiva. Now what's called the fruit? Only the Ika tree itself. Therefore, for Orla, he was only makbir on Ika tree to throw away, but everything else he ate. For the Gemara of a name, Allah, Rabbi Akiva. I was like, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda, Amarav, say outright, I pass with Rabbi Akiva. Now what's called the fruit? Only the main fruit, nothing else. So the Gemara, no. Iyam, Allah, Rabbi Akiva, if he would have said, Halakas Rabbi Akiva, Hava, mean I would think, Afilu Beretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, he paskins like this, that what's Mechuyiv and Meiser, only the Ikara Pri and not the shell around it. Kamash Malon, by saying that only in all in Chutzlorets it's Mutter, Kamash Malon, no, only in Chutzlorets I paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Because the klal is, Kol Ameko Boretz, whenever you have a Machlokes, what's Halakha is in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's Mechuyiv in Eretz Yisrael, Halakha Meiser in Chutzlorets. And Chutzlorets is only Midirabonin to go to the boss of the Mechuyiv. So Orla, the first 3 years, is only also in Chutzlorets Midirabonin. Therefore, you could go boss of the Kula, Rabbi Akiva Shita, that holds what's called the Pri, only the Avyonis Ika Pri itself. But the shell around it is not called the Pri. Avu Boritz, light. But in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. In Eretz Yisrael, he demands him to attend a comment to Rabbi Lezer. For the Gemara, Vizay Vaita, the name of Lechuk Rabbi Akiva Chutzlorets. Let him say out, the whole Lechuk Rabbi Akiva, only in Chutzlorets. Why? The Cholameko Boritz, Lechuk Rabbi Akiva Chutzlorets. So the Gemara, no, Yomach, even if we say like this, Hava Mina, I would think, Hani Mili Gabi Meiser. His Rabbi Akiva's Ikka Din is by Meiser. What's Mechuyiv in Meiser? Only the Avyonis itself. So I would think it's only possible to keep a Hilkos Meiser. Why? Well, Gabi Meiser, Hani Mili Gabi Meiser, Elon, by a tree, fruits, The Boritz Gufa Midrabonin. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Chiz Atek of Truma Samaisus on fruit is only Midrabonin. Because Midiraisa, Rashi says, Gabi Maisa, Tateru Lachai Belaster Vela Dogon Pirish Vyitzer. Midiraisa, the Chiz Atek of Truma Samaisus is only from Dogon, from the five mini grains, and Pirish Vyitzer, from wine and from oil. That's all. But all other fruits, the Chiz of Truma Samaisus is only Midrabonin. So I would think, when do I pass on Rabbi Kiva in Chutz Loretz? Only by Maitre of fruits, which even Eretz Yisrael is only Midrabonin. Avol Gabi Orla. Vashenkin by Hilchas Orla. Of fruits. The Beretz Midiraisa. There we have a tree growing in Eretz Yisrael. The first 3 years, the Peretz are also Midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. So I would think, Aim, if a Chutz Loretz, I'm an Igzer, I would think even a Chutz Loretz, that Orla is only Midrabonin. Still, we should make this zera though. You can't eat the, even the shell around the fruit. Kamash mala no. That orla, since in chutzlah, it's only with the rabbonim, I make like a bekiva shita. That you can eat the berries and the leaves and even the outer shell you're allowed to eat. Just the fruit itself is called the pri, that's also for orla. That's the way of Yehuda Marav passes. So the Marmaita. Ravina Ashechele Ma Baravashi, the Kozorik of Yoinis. Yes, he also did like Rav Yehuda Marav. That on Orla, he threw away only the Ikka fruit itself, the Kocha Kafrisin. But the shell around the fruit that he ate, even though it was Orla, the first 3 years, he owed you a lot to eat this. It is not called the fruit. Omalei, so he said, my diet's called Rebbe Kiva. Why are you Makel so much? Because you owe like Rebbe Kiva the Makel. Since he's Makel even in Eretz Yisrael, Tivu don't eat so we don't pass him like Rebbe Kiva, but the Chutz Lots were Makel. Correct to my Bezlei, if you're looking for Kulis, Beleved Maka Beshamai, why don't you even hold like Beshamai? The Mekel's fate will soon say he's even more Mekel, that even the Iker fruit itself you should be allowed to eat. The Tanan, Tlaf, what about this caper tree? Beshamai Oimrim Klaim Bekerim. If you plant this tree in the middle of the grapes, you should know you're over the Issa Klaia Kerim. Even though Klaim is only geared to Zeroyim, to vegetables, Vice says he holds this tree is not called the tree, it's not called the Priate, it's called Zeroyim. Who still though? No, ain't klein the kerem. This caper tree is called the tree. It's not called zroim. There wouldn't be any yis if you planted in the kerem. The elu v'elu moedim both are moedim shechayev orla. That this caper tree is yeh called the tree, and yechayev orla the first 3 years you can't eat it. For the gemara in beishamay tefira hagufa kasha or ma to you beishamay say tlaf beishamay yomim klein the kerem. You are saying you're not allowed to plant this caper tree in the middle of the grapes. Alma min Yeriku. You're saying it's called like Yerik, therefore it's Klai Kerim. Vodatonin, then you yourself say, Elo Velo Moid, Shachai Biola. You say there's a Chi of Orla. That means the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat these pears. A Lach of Orla is only get the trees. It's only get the fruit that grows off a tree, you can't eat it the first 3 years. But vegetables you're allowed to eat the first year. So Monashuk, what do you, Beishamai, hold? Do you hold this slap, this caper tree? Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? Alma minilanu kurtestira. And the Gemara hold like Kasha. Beishamai the pshat is vuke mesafkule. Beishamai has a suffik lu. Veyavdi hochle churma vochle churma. He's going the churma. He's going the churma both ways. So he's mesupik. So he's mesupik whether it's called a tree or whether it's called a zroyim. So he goes both ways. So the Gemara mikol mokem le beishamai the churma heavenly suffer gola. According to Beishamai, this should remain a Sofer Gerla. Because according to Beishamai, this slap tree is a Sofer if it's called the tree or not called the tree. So it's a Sofer Gerla. Utanan is a new halacha. Sofer Gerla and Chutz Loretz is Mutter. That that Orla is also in Chutz Loretz here is only if you know Vadli is Orla. That's why the Meister, we're not makbel, we buy our fruits. We don't have to be makbel here in America to make sure it's the fruits of 3-year-old trees. Even if it's the fruit of a 1-year-old tree, we're allowed to eat it. Because the fruit's only a suffix to us, what it is. And suffix in Chutz Loretz is mutter. Utanan, suffix orla. Let's say you have a suffix if this tree is 3 years old or not. Beret Yisrael also. And that's the soul which in Issa Diraisa, you have to be machmer. Uvesurya, and that's only with the Rabbonin, mutter, it's mutter. Uvechutz Loretz, Mashenkin, Chutz Loretz, Yorid Balakeya.